President Suharto in 1990. Deputy Speaker of Indonesia's House of Representatives, Sufmi Dasko Ahmad, on Monday said the House plans to establish a team to monitor the handling of the shooting incident targeting five Indonesians by officers from Malaysian Maritime Enforcement Agency, APMM, in Malaysian waters on Friday. As reported by Antara News Agency in a statement cited on Monday, the Gerindra Party politicians emphasized that the country's parliament deeply regretted and condemned the alleged excessive use of force by the agency officers, which led to the death of an undocumented Indonesian migrant workers and injury of four others. They called on the country's Minister of Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection to form a team to investigate the incidents transparently, provide legal assistance to victims, and repatriate the deceased workers' body. Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy Admiral Muhammad Ali visited the BrahMos missile manufacturing plant in India on Sunday amid his visit to attend the Indian Republic Day parade. According to the Navy's Director of Public Affairs, Rear Admiral Imadowira Hadi Arsanta Wardana, the visit aims to strengthen bilateral and military relations between Indonesia and India. It is expected to serve as an opportunity to deepen cooperation in the military sector. BrahMos is a medium-range ramjet supersonic cruise missiles developed by Indian and Russian ventures. The government of Indonesia and Malaysia have emphasized the importance of the Joint Trade and Investment Committee, JTIC, in strengthening trade relations between the two countries. As quoted from a statement by the Indonesian Minister of Trade on Monday, Indonesian Minister of Trade Budi Santoso in Jakarta said the committee is a strategic instrument to explore joint trade and investment opportunities. Minister Santoso said it was agreed in a bilateral meeting in Putrajaya, Malaysia on Sunday that Indonesia is ready to host the fourth Joint Trade and Investment Committee meeting this year. The two countries are committed to overcoming trade barriers and strengthening cooperation in various sectors, including mineral fuels, vegetable fats, and steel products. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Agriculture Sudaryono emphasized the need for the state-run logistic company Bulog to focus on purchasing rice produced by domestic farmers to meet the food self-sufficiency goals set for 2027 by the country's President Prabowo Subianto. As reported by Antara News Agency from his office statement on Monday, Sudaryono underlined that the government had set a target for Bulog to acquire around the 3 million tons of locally produced rice at the government's purchasing price of 6,500 rupiah, or 40 US cent per kilogram. Sudaryono remarked that the government had allocated a budget to draw up the realization of the target while boosting the welfare of Indonesian rice farmers. Members of the Indonesian House of Representatives Habib Abu Bakar Al-Habshi said the Islamic commemoration of Isra and Miraj this week is a momentum to continue fighting for Palestinian independence. In an interview with RRI on Monday, Al-Habshi, the Indonesian Prosperous Justice Party politician, said that Indonesia has a moral responsibility to continue to support the Palestinian struggle. According to him, this is in line with the spirit of the opening of the country's 1945 constitution, which said that independence is the inalienable right of all nations. He considered that Indonesia's support for the Palestinian people was not only part of the country's foreign policy, but also a manifestation of moral and spiritual values as conveyed by the Indonesia's first president, Sukarno. Former Indonesian national football coach from South Korea, Shin Tae-yong, left Indonesia for his home country on Sunday. In a message to dozens of the country's national team fans at Soekarno-Hatta International Airport, Tangerang, Banten on Sunday, Shin urged them to continue supporting their national team. According to Shin, the fan support is crucial during the 2026 World Cup ASEAN qualifiers in March 2025. Despite no longer being the coach of the Indonesian national team, Shin remains optimistic about the future of Indonesian football. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today.
Well, listeners, today's editions of Commentary highlights seizing the opportunity to support the Free Nutritious Meal Program. The Free Nutritious Meal Program, which is one of the flagship programs of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Rekabuming, has attracted the attention of a number of friendly countries. after Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba previously expressed support for the program. This time, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed similar support. President Prabowo Subianto visited India from 23rd to 26th January 2025. The aim was to fulfill India's honorary invitations for President Prabowo to attend the 76th celebration of the Republic of India on 26th of January 2025. In addition to being a guest of honor, President Prabowo Subianto also used the opportunity to visit India to strengthen bilateral relations with Prime Minister Modi and President Draupadi Murmu. A number of issues were discussed by the leaders, starting from the defense and security sector to space cooperation. Various regional and area issues are also of concern, including the relationship between the two in the BRICS Forum, which has just approved Indonesia's applications to join. Besides these major issues, it turns out that the leaders of the two countries also discussed Indonesia's free nutritious meals program. During the meeting between President Prabowo and Prime Minister Modi, India shared experiences related to this program for school children. India even stated that it opens its door wide for Indonesia if it wants to share experiences related to the program. This included facilitating experts from Indonesia to utilize the expertise of the food corporations of India in managing the public distribution system. Similar support was previously conveyed by Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba when he met Prabowo at the Presidential Palace Bogor, West Java on January 11th. At the time, Japan offered assistance through training in providing school lunches. Support for the Free Nutritious Meal Program, which is one of the main programs of the Indonesian government, shows the attention of friendly countries for the superior human development processes in Indonesia. Through the Free Nutritious Meal Program, Indonesia also aims to reduce the number of malnutritions and stunting which are currently receiving serious attention from the government, especially for vulnerable groups, namely toddlers, children, pregnant women, and breastfeeding mothers. Hopefully more support will come from other countries for the free nutritious meal program in Indonesia so that the development of superior human resources in Indonesia can soon produce the expected results. That was commentary.
Well, listen, that was the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh.
We begin today in history with an event on January 27, 1973, when the signing of the Paris Peace Agreement occurred. On January 27, 1973, the Paris Peace Agreement was signed by the Democratic Republic of Vietnam, North Vietnam, the Republic of Vietnam in South Vietnam, the Provisional Revolutionary Government, Viet Cong, and the United States. This agreement officially ended the United States' active involvement in the Vietnam War. The agreement contained a statement about the North and South Vietnamese armies maintaining positions. The United States military withdrew from combat and the two sides worked together to find a peaceful path to reunification. U.S. National Security Advisor Henry Alfred Kissinger and Vietnamese Politburo member Le Duc Tho were key negotiators in this agreement. Both were awarded the Nobel Prize for their efforts. Let's move on to January 27, 1981, when the sinking of the KMP Tampoma's second occurred. On January 27, 1981, KMP Tampoma's second sank in the Java Sea near the Masalimbu Island after catching fire due to a fuel leak in the engine room 2 days earlier. Extinguishing and evacuation efforts failed due to the engine damage and a lack of lifeboats. As a result, many passengers flung into the sea or were trapped on the lower deck. On the morning of 27 January 1981, a large explosion occurred in the engine room, which caused the ships to tilt until it finally sank at 12:45 a.m. Western Indonesia time. A total of 288 people were declared dead in the incident. The ship's captain, Abdul Rifai, became one of the last victims after surviving until the last second of the shipwreck. This tragedy became one of the worst maritime disasters in Indonesia history. We entered in history with an event in 2019 about the Sulu bombing. On January 27, 2019, there was a bombing at the Cathedral Church of Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Cholo, Sulu, Philippines during Mass. The first explosions occurred at 8:45 local time inside the church, followed by a second explosion in the parking area as security forces attended to the scene. This tragedy killed 27 people, including 7 soldiers and 20 civilians, and injured 77 others. The local ISIS-backed Muslims rebel group Abu Sayyaf claimed to have carried out the attack.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia is on Indonesia's participation in BRICS aims to bridge the gap between developed and developing nations. Indonesia's Foreign Minister Sugiono has declared that Indonesia's participation in the BRICS economic bloc, beyond seeking economic benefits, also serves as a pivotal effort to bridge the differences between the interests of developed and developing countries in various multilateral forums. Speaking as a panelist during the Navigating Asia's Hotspot session at the 2025 World Economic Forum in Davos Cluster, Switzerland on Thursday, January the 23rd, Minister Sugiono outlined Indonesia's aspiration to foster cooperation and collaboration with neighboring countries, regional allies, and the broader global community. In an official statement released by Indonesia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Saturday, Minister Sugiono reiterated Indonesia's commitment to advancing a constructive approach in its global collaborations, which includes active participation in the BRICS forum. Further, he emphasized that Indonesia's diplomacy under President Prabowo Subianto would continue to focus on ensuring the nation's sovereignty and advancing the welfare of its people in line with the mandate of the 1945 Constitution. Meanwhile, President of Timor-Leste, Jose Ramos Horta, who also participated in the panel discussion, praised Indonesia's diplomatic efforts and its instrumental role in supporting Timor-Leste's accession to full membership in the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. In addition to his involvement in the panel on navigating conflicts in the Asia-Pacific region, Minister Sugiono also participated in diplomatic discussion on the Myanmar issue on Wednesday, January the 22nd. On the sidelines of the World Economic Forum 2025 in Davos, the Indonesian Foreign Minister held bilateral meetings with Yemen's Vice President Aldarus Al-Zubaidi, Finland's Foreign Minister Elina Valtonen, and Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al-Saud. That was My Indonesia Today.
Kata-kata, semua mimpi tinggallah cerita. Tiba saatnya kau meninggalkanku. Tak terbayang ku jalani hari sepi sendiri tanpa dirimu. Ku harus sanggup merelakan dirimu. Kau kekasihku, kan ku kenang selalu kehangatan saat ku peluk tubuhmu. Bayangan dirimu mengisahkan rindu selamanya. Yeah.
You're still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Now we present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
The island of Lombok offers not only natural beauty, but also an incredible cultural wealth. One of the places which must be visited is Sade Village in central Lombok. This village is a home to the Sasak tribe, the indigenous people of Lombok who still maintain their traditions and lifestyle. The main attraction of Sade Village is the traditional Sasak house called Bale Tani. These houses have three roofs, bamboo walls, and floors covered with a mixture of clay and buffalo dung, which is believed to make them strong and insect-free. Here, you can also watch the traditional weaving process carried out by the village women and try your hand at weaving with the guidance of the locals. Besides enjoying the beauty of the architecture and crafts, you can also watch traditional dance performances such as Gendang Belek and Perefean. Don't forget to interact with the friendly locals who are happy to share stories about their traditions. Sade Village is the perfect destination to get to know more about the Sasak culture. Make it an unforgettable experience in Lombok.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I wanna start dancing to the beat, non-stop. you miss me too? Are you with someone new? I should be the one who's going out all night, made up with a friend or two, or someone new. But I can't get over you. Innamorata, innamorata, you're the love of my life. Nothing can make us apart. Mioragetto, mioragetto, you're the beat of my heart. Only you can cure my solitude in air.
VOI listeners, next program we have Let's Speak Indonesian, in which we introduce you to some Indonesian vocabulary and expressions, and we invite you to speak Indonesian language. This program is cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and guide you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between the Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Anyway, today's topic is about the Perusahaan Ekspedisi. The Perusahaan Ekspedisi, which means a shipping company. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a staff at a shipping company in Semarang. The staff told Chris the fee of shipping his motorcycle. Let's listen to the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. I'm going to say each word two times slowly, and please repeat after me. Biaya, which means fee. Pengiriman, which means shipping. Dari Semarang, which means from Semarang. Ke Palangkaraya, which means to Palangkaraya. Rp1.300.000. Rp1.300.000, which means Rp1.300.000. Per, which means each. Sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor, which means the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. Berapa biaya, which means how much is the fee. Mengirim, which means to send. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya, Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor. Which means, the shipping fee from Semarang to Palangkaraya is Rp1.300.000 for each motorcycle. In the sentence, there is the phrase per sepeda motor. Per sepeda motor, which means for each motorcycle. The word per, which means each, which divides each one of the sepeda motor, or motorcycle. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions per. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Biaya anggota di pusat kebugaran ini per bulan Rp100.000. Which means membership in this gym is Rp100.000 per month. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang. Harga tiket bioskop Rp50.000 per orang, which means the movie ticket is Rp50.000 per person. For your information, Indonesian term for a two-wheeled vehicle is sepeda motor, which means motorcycle. However, most Indonesians call motorcycles as motor, which means motor. In some other regions, they call it kereta, which actually means train. Even some call it with certain motorcycle brands. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Saya ingin mengirim sepeda motor saya ke Palangkaraya. Berapa biayanya?
Biaya pengiriman dari Semarang ke Palangkaraya Rp1.300.000 per sepeda motor.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about per sepeda motor, which means each motorcycle. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Kehabisan cara untuk jelaskan padamu, mengapa sulit untuk lupakanmu. Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu, kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti, bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumi.
dari sudut pandangku. Aku kehabisan cara untuk gambarkan padamu. Kau di mata dan di pandanganku. Seandainya satu hari bertukar jiwa, kau akan mengerti dan berhenti. Bertanya-tanya. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti. Bagai mana aku melihatmu. Coba sehari saja, satu hari saja, kau jadi diriku. Kau akan mengerti, kau akan mengerti. Bagai mana ku melihatmu mengagumi. Dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku, oh, dari sudut pandangku.
You are still tuned to the English program from Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id at RI Digital Mobile App and shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present to you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Satu-Satu or One by One by It Gitaf, accompanied by the keroncong group Gempo Gendis. The song was written and popularized by the singer whose real name is Brigita Sriulina Beru Meliala. The song, released on August 24, 2022, tells the story of a person's healing and self-acceptance process after experiencing difficult times. The lyrics describe the emotional journey of someone who holds anger and resentment for being treated badly. These negative emotions make her life in pain and sorrow, but then she rises by accepting and forgiving everything that happened in the past. Well, listener, here is It Gitaf and Gempo Gendis with the keroncong version of Satu Satu. Enjoy!
Terima kasih. Demi minor,
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listeners, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz, voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our social media accounts, Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Or send email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.
Jakarta. Inilah siaran luar negeri Voice of Indonesia. Siaran dalam bahasa Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia menyajikan berita, informasi dan hiburan serta serba-serbi tentang Indonesia. Anda dapat mendengarkan serta mengakses siaran kami setiap hari di SW3325 kHz dan 4755 kHz atau melalui website www.voinews.id dan aplikasi RRI Digital. Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia.
Voice of Indonesia, dari Indonesia untuk dunia. Halo pendengar, jumpa kembali dengan saya Agus Santika dalam program Bahasa Indonesia. Selama 60 menit ke depan, beberapa mata acara akan hadir ke ruang dengar Anda. Mengawali perjumpaan sesaat lagi, Anda akan mendengarkan Warta Berita.
Dari Jakarta, Voice of Indonesia, dalam Warta Berita.
Voice of Indonesia menyampaikan Warta Berita. Inilah sari berita penting. Prabowo dan Modi sepakat perkuat kerjasama ASEAN-India. IMF proyeksikan ekonomi Indonesia tumbuh 5,1% pada 2025. Bersama saya Nova Kasing, inilah Warta Berita selengkapnya. Presiden Indonesia Prabowo Subianto dan Perdana Menteri India Sri Narendra Modi sepakat untuk memperkuat pelaksanaan pernyataan bersama ASEAN-India terkait kerjasama dalam pandangan ASEAN terhadap Indo-Pasifik. Keterangan Kementerian Luar Negeri Indonesia Minggu menyebut kedua pemimpin menegaskan pentingnya menjaga perdamaian, stabilitas, dan kemakmuran di kawasan melalui mekanisme yang dipimpin ASEAN dengan landasan kepercayaan, nilai-nilai demokrasi, serta komitmen terhadap supremasi hukum dan prinsip-prinsip piagam PBB. Pemerintah Indonesia juga mengapresiasi dukungan India terhadap ASEAN centrality dalam arsitektur kawasan yang berkembang, serta kontribusinya dalam memajukan perdamaian dan